At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified expert technicians nationally. So if you're looking for car service that's got your back on the road, choose the place that treats every car like their own and every customer like family. Don't wait any longer. Call your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and book your next appointment today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Joe Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland, who is very exercised, or should I say downright excited about Easter and trying to be sustainable with all of those chocolates that will be on will be available. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We are big chocolate eaters.
Oh, we are. And I count myself in that too. We're one of the top three chocolate eaters in the world, which is absolutely phenomenal. And at Easter time, we really amp that up. We're going to consume about 17.5 million Easter eggs this year, which is staggering. And about 5 million of those will be eaten by children. So adults are really doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. It's incredible. About 44 million euro will be spent at Easter time on Easter eggs. And look, Easter eggs go out earlier and earlier every year. So a lot of people have been eating them since February. You know, it'll come to its conclusion this weekend.
Now, there are all sorts of arguments about, because of the cost of cocoa beans, that the Easter eggs are getting smaller.
They're getting smaller and they're getting more expensive. And I suppose the important thing for people to know or to realise is that that money, first of all, the reason that the cocoa beans are becoming more expensive is because of climate change. In 2024 and 2023, there were really bad droughts, really bad flooding, and it actually created a fungus on cocoa trees. So there's been a real issue with the supply. And so prices have gone up. But that price is not trickling down to the farmer. Farmers on the Ivory Coast and Ghana, where most of the world's chocolate is being produced, are still living on less than a dollar a day. There's over 1.5 million children in child slave labour on cocoa farms because they're making such little money that the children have to be brought into it. So even though it's a very sweet treat, it is not a sweet industry, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done to clean up those supply chains.
Now, USAID, which had been active in some of these areas, no longer active thanks to Donald Trump. So more suffering in those areas.
More suffering. And I think it's crazy. There's obviously, you know, the big ticket items that we hear on the news about the Trump administration and the effect that it'll have. But there are so many things like that we just don't hear about and we don't see. And the trickle down effect is absolutely massive. So people who've been getting away with doing the wrong thing in supply chains, especially in cocoa, are going to now amp it up because there's no one going to be checking.
So the big companies who buy their chocolate, whereas outfits like USAID may have said, no, don't buy from those because they're using children, buy from these who are not using children.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
That monitoring is gone. And secondly, there'll be tariffs on all this, the chocolate going into America. What'll that do to the price of the Easter egg?
This is it. And the US love their chocolate and they love their coffee, which both come from those regions. So I honestly have no idea. But for the rest of it, it's certainly becoming more expensive. And you're right, the Easter eggs are shrinking all of the time.
Now, it's not just the chocolate that you hopefully will eat and not waste, because waste chocolate would be a disgrace.
Terrible.
Basically. But there's a lot of waste product that surrounds the chocolate, be it foil or cardboard or paper of various kinds.
Yes. And again, you might think that there's a nice light box and some foil. But again, around Easter time, an additional 60,000 tonnes of waste is generated.
60,000 tonnes.
60,000 tonnes in Ireland, which is phenomenal when you think of the extra, you know, pressure that's put on our waste services around that time. So what can you do? The really simple thing you could do is, first of all, if you're choosing an Easter egg, make sure it just comes in cardboard. If it's got ribbons and plastic and all of that, skip it.
The plastic is relatively new. I mean, it was to protect the egg, I suppose, in transit, but it's not necessary because before, the egg used to be covered only in a thin layer of foil, which is aluminium, which is recyclable.
Yes, as long as that's clean, loose and dry, you can scrunch it into a ball and that can be recycled, as can the cardboard. It's the other things, as you say, the ribbons, the additional plastic, then you're getting into a lot of additional waste. But to be fair, most companies now, especially Irish companies like Lily O'Brien's, they used to have a plastic wrap that's gone to cardboard. Butlers have done great work on this too. Most companies now, I think, are moving towards recyclable. It's unusual that you would see the ribbons and that kind of thing, but just keep an eye out when you're choosing.
And even when you have little sweets, which are wrapped in, you'd think it's paper, but in fact it may well be plastic.
Yes,
so they're going back to paper a lot of the time.
Which is fantastic, yes. And if you do have those sweets wrapped in foil, those have to go into your general bin.
So the Irish companies, anyway, the big Irish companies, the Lily O'Briens, the Butlers, they're all doing their best to be sustainable.
They are. And then there's the smaller producers who are doing fabulous things. We have so many great small Irish producers in Ireland who are making fabulous chocolates sustainably. So we've Bean and Goose in Wexford. I always treat my aunties every year with one of these beautiful chocolate ducks, and they do these chocolate bunnies and they're absolutely stunning. Again, they come from Origin Beans, which is voted the most sustainable chocolate supplier in the world. So they're doing really good work. Hazel Mountain Chocolate in the Burn, which I got to visit a couple of weeks ago, which is absolutely beautiful. Again, sourcing theirs. They're actually bean to bar, which is really unusual. So they take the beans and they actually process them in the Burn, which is incredible. There's so many. And if you do a bit of digging, you'll find them. We have loads of options. So you don't always necessarily need to go for your big chocolate producers. You can dig a little bit deeper.
Okay. Now, one of the things is that we waste an awful lot of that chocolate. I mentioned waste, but a lot of eggs are not actually eaten.
They're not. And there are so many great solutions. You know, if you get gifted an egg and you're not an egg eater, first of all, you can give it to me. But second of all, there's great things you can do. You can melt it down and make Rice Krispie buns. You can freeze your chocolate. It's lovely frozen. There's lots of great recipes you can use. So if you have one, you think, I don't want this. Or sometimes, you know, people will get an egg and it has a flavour in it that mightn't be for them. Just give a quick Google. There's loads of recipes on how you can melt that down and reuse it and make sure that it doesn't go to waste.
I see one of the trends this year is Dubai chocolate flavoured eggs. We got sent in from Sugar Plum, a company, some Dubai chocolate bars. And so I'd never heard of it.
It's huge. And Sugar Plum are based in Mullingar. They're a family-run business. They do a lot of work on their packaging and they also do a lot of work on tree planting. So they're a great brand to look for. If you do want to sample your Dubai chocolate, they might be a nice one to look at.
All right. Enjoy your chocolate.
I will.
Thank you very much. Jo Linnan, who's a climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.